A woman in New Zealand was found to have a dinner plate-sized surgical instrument left in her abdomen after a routine C-section. How could this possibly happen? Reportedly, the woman in her 20s underwent a routine C-section in New Zealand and began to have abdominal pain after the procedure. She had many visits to her doctor and even x-rays that didn't show this device, but then she went to the emergency department and had a CT scan in which they found an Alexis wound retractor. Here's a picture of the actual instrument that was retained in her abdomen. Isn't this crazy? I use this device during retroperitoneal surgeries, and this device is all plastic. This portion sits inside of the abdomen, and this portion is outside of the skin, and it holds the wound open so the surgeons can access the abdominal cavity easier. And to me, to have an Alexis retractor this size retained in the abdomen seems virtually impossible. The woman underwent emergency surgery to have this device removed, and the hospital issued an apology. They are also looking into the event and how it happened. Because the device is purely plastic, it can't be detected on routine x-rays and has to be counted in the instrument count. So clearly, this is a never event that should never happen during surgery. A never event is a term that we use in medicine to describe something that should never happen because it is completely preventable. Reportedly, at the time of this incident, the Alexis wound retractor was not required to be a part of the instrument count. All of you in healthcare and in the operating room, do you include this retractor in your instrument count? And what are your thoughts on this case? Let me know in the comments section. This case is completely crazy to me.